The impetus for the legislation was former President Trump's far-flung scheme to try to overturn his defeat to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. San Jose Democrat Zoe Lofgren, who chairs the House Administration Committee and serves on the January 6th committee, summed up the goal of the legislation.
This bill will make it harder to convince people that they have the right to overthrow the election.
The bill would clarify that the vice president's role presiding over the electoral count is only ceremonial. It specifies that each state can only send one certified set of electors after Donald Trump's allies had unsuccessfully tried to put together alternate slates of illegitimate pro-Trump electors. The legislation would increase the threshold for individual lawmakers' objections to any state's electoral votes. A third of the House and a third of the Senate would have to object to trigger votes on a state's electoral count. Currently, one member in each chamber can trigger such a vote. The bill would set out very narrow grounds for those objections. In addition, the bill would require courts to get involved if state or local officials want to delay a presidential vote or refuse to certify the results. The top Republican on the House Administration Committee, Rodney Davis of Illinois, objected to the legislation and to its premise.
Unfortunately, one false narrative that has been pushed by my colleagues on the other side is that Republican members of Congress are election subverters or deniers trying to overthrow elections because of an objection to a state's electoral slate on January 6th.
Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk doubled down on that argument. He accused the January 6th committee of wasting more than a year. Loudermilk himself was initially suspected of taking insurrectionists on a reconnaissance tour of the Capitol before the violent attack, a suspicion that was never sustained.
Instead of looking into how the security of this building was breached, they've been looking for a year for evidence of some vast conspiracy on January 6, 2021. With nothing to show for it. They spent days falsely accusing myself and some of my other colleagues of wrongdoing in the days prior to the January 6th incidents.
Democratic House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer was quick to pounce on Loudermilk's characterization of the January 6th insurrection as an incident.
In that incident that the gentleman from Georgia talked about, police officers died. Civilians died. Hundreds were injured severely in that incident. What a polite word for treason and insurrection.
Democrats are pushing to pass the bill before the end of the year and ahead of the 2024 election cycle as Trump is considering another run. The final vote was 229 to 203, with 9 Republicans joining all Democrats in voting for the bill. None of the 9 Republicans is returning to Congress next year. Among them, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, who suffered a massive primary defeat at the hands of a pro-Trump Republican. She worked with San Jose Democrat Zoe Lofgren to craft the legislation and aimed her words at fellow Republicans.
If your aim is to prevent future efforts to steal elections, I would respectfully suggest that conservatives should support this bill. If instead your aim is to leave open the door for elections to be stolen in the future, you might decide not to support this or any other bill to address the Electoral Count Act. January 6th, contrary to what my colleague from Illinois just said, was not, quote, democracy in action.
The largely party-line House vote came as the Senate is moving on a similar legislation with more bipartisan support. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.